former Australian High Court judge and leading advocate for human rights, the Honourable Justice Michael Kirby, has launched a book that outlines a vision for a new constitution for Australia. The book was written by Charles Sturt University law academic Dr. Bede Harris, and the event was hosted by CSU in Albury-Wodonga on Thursday, the 2nd of May, 2013.
Now, the media have wanted to know, do you agree with everything in this book about constitutional change in Australia? No, I don't agree with everything that's in the book, but who cares? You don't have to agree with everything you read in a book in order to get benefit from it. And I agree with the central thesis of Bede Harris's book, which is Australians do not know much about their constitution. They don't know about it, they don't read it, most of them have never read it, most of them have never seen their constitution. They're completely ignorant about it, and they don't feel any responsibility for its condition. And now Bede, whose upbringing in Rhodesia, first of all, and then in South Africa under apartheid, I think made him as a small boy very sensitive to the wrongs that can be done by a constitution and to the obligation of people of a nation to ensure that their constitution is as good as it can be and as suitable for the modern age as it can be. And he hasn't told me this, and I haven't got him on a couch and done psychotherapy with him to find out what deep wellsprings of psycho desire and importance led him to write this book. But that's my thesis anyway, and I'm not going to let facts get in the way of a thesis because I think his early experience made him aware that constitutions can be good in a country and constitutions can be bad. And his determination in his adopted country, Australia, is that our constitution should be as good as we Australians can make it. And he concludes that at the moment, our constitution isn't as good as we can make it. He feels most importantly that our so-called democratic system of electing representatives to parliament is very defective in that it doesn't permit a reflection of all of the variety of opinions that exist in our community and essentially coalesces power in the hands of two big groupings, essentially the Labor Party and the Coalition, and doesn't give a voice to the variety of opinions that exist in the nation. For example, in recent federal elections, the Greens have polled about 7 to 10% in the national vote, but they only have one seat in the House of Representatives, and that means that there is an understatement in that House, the People's House, the most important and dominant House under the present constitution. There's an understatement of the variety of political opinions that exist in the country. And Adam Brandt is there, but he can only really speak as one member. And Bede's thesis is if he could only have one, if he could only have one of the several suggestions he makes in this book about a more perfect union, a more perfect constitution for Australia, then he would introduce a change in the electoral system because he believes that if we injected into our federal parliament, and particularly the House of Representatives, more of the voices of diverse opinions that exist in our community, then that would lead to a more vibrant democracy. It would lead to more voices being heard in parliament. It would lead to the necessity, because of the number of voices, in more negotiations of an open kind between politicians who were returned for minority parties. And as in Europe and other parts of the world, it would lead to a more transparent process of voices of diversity in Australian political thought, and that would lead to a more vibrant democracy, which would be good for the people and make our democracy work more effectively. Now, of course, there are arguments for and against that idea. One of the arguments against it is that if you had that form of electoral democracy, you might have a certain indecisiveness as the different minorities had to work together with others in order to get their voices heard and to form a government, to cobble together a government. And we've seen in the United Kingdom that sometimes the marriage between the Conservative Party and the Liberal Democrats in the United Kingdom has been, well, some people might say it occasionally looks like a marriage made in hell. But it does mean that it softens the Conservatives and it empowers the Liberal Democrats. And it's the first time the Liberal Democrats have been in government since, I think, David Lloyd George in the 1920s. And therefore, it has empowered other voices and has been a way of having those voices heard in Parliament. So Dr. Bede Harris says that is the central idea. But he's got many other ideas. His mind is teeming with ideas, as a scholar should be. He says that we should get rid of the states. He says we should have a Bill of Rights. He says that we should get rid of the Crown and have a republic. He says we should elect the President of the Republic of the amongst Australians, and that should replace the position of Governor General. He's not quite so adamant about the republic issue, possibly because he sees that it's a very difficult one to get up, but that is one of the principles he has. But there are many, many more. For example, he says that the way in which we appoint judges is imperfect. Naturally, I put my spectacles on at this point, and I read very carefully what he had to say there. And his thesis is we should take away from the politicians the unbridled power to appoint the judges in case that influences their decision as to who should be a judge, whether they should be a Liberal or a Conservative. He suggests that it should be given to a commission or a group comprising 8 people, 4 of whom would be politicians or politician-appointed people, and 4 of whom would be members of the legal profession, the Chief Justice, the judge of the court under the highest court, and another a couple of lawyers from the Law Society, and that they should all have a say. But why should lawyers have such a dominant role in selecting the judges? The judges are servants of the whole community. Judging, particularly constitutional judging, is not just a technical exercise. Why give lawyers half the votes? Why shouldn't this continue to be a decision made by the representatives of the people, who sometimes can be a little closer to the values of the ordinary people than lawyers can be? Anyway, it's just a point of view, and it's like so many other things in the book. This is an exciting book because there are so many viewpoints that Bede Harris has put forward with which you might agree, and then other matters with which you will profoundly disagree. And I would predict that if you buy this book and you take it home and you start talking about it with your loved ones, this will be a source of endless debate. This is the antidote to dinner party boredom. This is a way to liven up all tea room conversations. This should be left scattered around amongst the bubblers and the water coolers, and people should be encouraged to pick it up and take, what do you think of Bede's idea on this? What do you think of Bede's idea on that? And that's what a scholar should be doing. Now, some people would say, Bede, we've got to tell you something about Australia. Constitutionally speaking, as Professor Geoffrey Saw said, Australia is the frozen continent, and it doesn't like changing its constitution. We've had 44 proposals for the formal change of the constitution, and how many have got up? 8. So it's a very hard constitution to change. And a strategic question is therefore proposed. Is it better to come up with a very modest little package that doesn't frighten anybody and that might slip through? Or is it better to come up with a big bang package with everything in it? And that if that's thrown into the cauldron, perhaps something bold will come of it. And anyway, Bede says, I'm willing to settle in the end for one, which is reform of the electoral system, because that everything else, as he points out here, everything else would flow from that. If you changed the system of electing our politicians, then the big party control, which leads to a certain consensus between the big parties, would be broken down and we would have much more diversity. Diversity, as Chief Justice John Bray once said, diversity is the protectress of freedom. But it's all there in this book, and at the end there is a wonderful section of the book which contains Bede's draft of his model constitution, and that draft focuses the mind on the proposal. So it's not just airy-fairy generalities. There is a specific draft with particular proposals and with a Bill of Rights contained in the Constitution, and with the change in the position of the head of state, the change in the way of electing members of Parliament, and all of this is contained in this book. Now, who's going to buy the book? I think libraries and students and teachers of politics and teachers of constitutional law will buy it, because we found today at Catholic College and at the Rotary Lunch and at the St. Matthew's Youth Forum that when you start talking about this, people become a bit engaged. I mean, these are interesting subjects. And when you make hard proposals, then that concentrates the mind, and people can bite on that and engage in lengthy discussion about it. So I congratulate Bede Harris, and I'm very glad that Charles Sturt University has had this occasion to help launch the book. Now, finally, on one earlier occasion when I launched a book by Bede, I mean, we have a sort of love affair. He keeps writing the books, I keep launching them. And on an earlier occasion, I pointed out that the then third most popular book launcher in Australia, now the most popular book launcher, I'm not being immodest here, I'm being factual. The most popular book launcher in Australia is not just a person who will flick through and say a few generalities. I read every page. And to demonstrate that, I keep a vigilant eye out for typos. And there's, as you know, in a book review or a book launch, there is nothing more important than finding the typos and, like heresies, removing them from the text. Now, just listen to these heresies. On page 48, Bede, how could you have done this? He's talking about Peter Slipper. You remember the Speaker of the Federal Parliament? He says, Peter Slipper, appointed Speaker of the House in 2011, use his MP's entitlements. It may be different in Rhodesia, but in Australia, the singular, it would have to be in the past tense, used. Use would not go there, Bede. I'm sorry, it just doesn't go. Secondly, on page 53, the sad history of the speakership, he spent 10 pages about the speaker, makes it clear that irrespective of what they say, neither of the major parties have any interest in an independent speakership. Now, I don't wish to be a stickler for accuracy, but if you say neither, it's neither has any interest. It's because it's the singular. Again, these are things I learned in my public schools. I mean, we learned grammar in my day. And the fourth and most egregious one appears on page 165. I got through 100 pages after that last one, in state of shock. And there at the end of section 53.2 of the draft constitution, there is a provision: in making appointments under this section, the president shall be advised by the attorney general. So far, so good. But attorney is in lowercase and general in uppercase. I can see people in the audience, their eyes go to heaven and they look up and wonder, how can this possibly happen? However, there is hope in the future, because this book is going to be one of the most popular in the legal lexicon. It's going to be run into a second print and another print. There are going to be DVDs of it. There are going to be videos. There'll be YouTube. There's going to be Twitter. Facebook is going to be filled with it. And that will be the opportunity, Bede, to correct these three errors, which I have so helpfully, I think you'll agree, helpfully called to attention in this launch this afternoon. And so with no more ado, and in the presence of Bede's wonderful colleagues and in this fine university and with his family here, and with the Mayor of Albury here doing us the honour of attending on this occasion, and with other good friends of Albury whom I've met during this most exciting and interesting day, I have much pleasure in launching Freedom, Democracy and Accountability, a vision for a new Australian constitution. You've got to buy it. Be there first. Bede will sign it. I will sign it. And I will even circle the little edits at the end.